South African writer Lynn Fried's latest book is a collection of short fiction titled The Curse of the Appropriate Man. Alan Chuse has a review.
14 stories here, and the opening story, Under the House, is unforgettable. Twice a year, the sharpener arrived at the top gate, it begins, and in only 6 pages dramatizes a life-defining encounter between an itinerant knife sharpener and a country girl on the verge of adolescence. Sex and love, courtship and marriage, good and bad, play a major role in the other stories, most of which are set in South Africa from the 50s onward, with mostly Jewish South African characters. Beautiful, dark-haired Irma Gershon in The Widow's Daughter, with great unease, becomes the second choice of a local bachelor who's been dumped by another woman. In Family of Shadows, Pauline Cohen, 35 years old and a woman of ungovernable eccentricity, finds love at a lonely hearts club. But the condition that Fried identifies in the stunning last line of the title story, The Curse of the Appropriate Man, as the death of the heart, is apparent in the lives of her older female characters. Her brilliant evocation of solitary women seeking to fulfill their desires at the expense of their dreams harks back to the work of Jean Rhys and the Irish muse who seems to be her direct ancestor, Joyce's Molly Bloom. Women will want to read this book to find someone telling the truth about how they feel and live. Men, if they're wise, will do the same.
The book is The Curse of the Appropriate Man by Lynn Fried. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.